KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have freezing mist or drizzle, and it's 26 degrees. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We look for freezing rain and possibly mixed with snow later today, a high around 32. We could see anywhere from 1/10 to 3/10 of an inch of ice accumulation here in the area, southwest Iowa, today. And a winter weather advisory is currently in effect until 9 tonight for Cass and surrounding counties, except for Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, and Mills, where the advisory expires at 6 p.m. Look for mixed precipitation with a changeover to light snow this evening. And again, ice accumulations of 1/10 to 3/10 of an inch, depending on where you happen to be. That'll result in difficult driving conditions, and be prepared for reduced visibilities. The news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Well, an Iowa doctor has been ordered to pay a $5,000 penalty and has been placed on 3 years probation in an agreement with the Iowa Board of Medicine to settle sexual misconduct charges against him. Jeffrey Zell entered the agreement on February 15th. The board ordered Zell to complete a board-ordered sexual misconduct, sexual harassment evaluation, among other things. The board said that Zell, who practiced at clinics in Sioux City and Sergeant Bluff, made inappropriate sexual comments to a patient in 2015, and that from 2011 to January of 2016, he rubbed female co-workers on the neck, shoulders, and back, and sent them inappropriate Facebook and text messages, and even tried to kiss one. Zell is no longer employed at those clinics. A new report finds surprisingly large increases in the number of deaths by alcohol, drugs, or suicide among racial and ethnic minority groups nationwide, but the figures in Iowa are an exception. Albert Lang, a senior communications manager at Trust for America's Health, says Iowa's numbers in all three categories over the past few years are among the lowest in the country.
We saw very minimal increases in drug deaths, same with suicide. There was about a 10% increase in alcohol deaths in the state. But because the number was kind of low, it was just 11 per 100,000 people, that 10% is just one additional person. So it's not quite ready to ring the alarm bells in Iowa like much of the rest of the country.
While it's not a critical issue now, the report projects that Iowa's drug, alcohol, and suicide death rate could rise by 36% in the next decade.
Synthetic opioids are becoming cheap and more available, and they're far more deadly than the prescription drugs and other kind of opioids people were using 5 and 6 years ago. So it just takes a very small amount for someone to overdose on them.
The national figures in the report look bleak. Alcohol, drug, and suicide deaths increased at a record pace in 2016 by some 11% and represent more than 14,000 additional deaths over 2015. For 2 years in a row, increases in those deaths have been at record highs.
Iowa, across all deaths, is in the bottom five of states, meaning they have one of the five best rates when it comes to alcohol, drug, and suicide deaths.
The study is being released by the nonprofit, nonpartisan Trust for America's Health and Well-Being Trust. See the full report, Pain in the Nation, the Drug, Alcohol, and Suicide Epidemics, and the Need for a National Resilience Strategy online at www.paininthenation.org. A Central Iowa woman will be in Washington, D.C. Monday to lobby one of the state's key elected leaders about ending global poverty. Megan Burbidge of Urbandale is in the nation's capital representing the One campaign, and she'll be meeting with Senator Joni Ernst.
We're going to be asking her to fully fund the international affairs budget, which makes up only less than 1% of the overall budget. So cuts to these programs would be devastating to life-saving programs. There have been proposed cuts of up to 30%.
One was founded by U2 singer Bono as a campaigning and advocacy organization with the goal of ending extreme poverty and preventable disease, particularly in Africa. Burbridge said she wants to shed light on this critical budget issue that's been largely overlooked.
So it goes to make sure these poverty-fighting programs exist. So it can go anywhere from making sure that vaccines get on the ground to making sure that the infrastructure is okay.
She says untold numbers of children and families are dying globally from preventable diseases and unimaginable conditions.
Because we have the opportunity to advocate for these people living in extreme poverty who usually don't have any way to advocate for themselves and advocate for issues in education and health care and all kinds of things like that, that we as Americans and Iowans have the duty and obligation to do for them.
From poor to rich, investor Warren Buffett says the acquisition frenzy on Wall Street is making it hard for him to find deals at the right price, but his Berkshire Hathaway conglomerate recorded a $29 billion gain because of the tax reforms Congress passed. In his annual letter to shareholders today, Buffett mixed investment advice with details of how Berkshire's many businesses performed. Buffett says a 10-year bet he made with a group of hedge funds shows why investors should be wary of fees and focus on investing regularly for the long term. Buffett said the asking prices for potential acquisitions reached an all-time high in 2017. That kept Berkshire from making the kinds of big deals that Buffett prefers. So Berkshire held nearly $116 billion in cash and short-term bonds at year's end. The campaign manager for Governor Kim Reynolds has left her staff months before the contested Republican primary election. Reynolds confirmed this week that Phil Valenziano, one of the state's top GOP organizers, has moved on and that she would name his replacement in the coming weeks. Reynolds had kept Valenziano despite an incident last summer where he was arrested for public intoxication after being seen urinating outside of a West Des Moines bar. In a statement to the Associated Press, Reynolds thanked Valenziano for helping build grassroots support for her campaign and predicted that he would continue to be a force in Republican politics. Valenziano says now is the appropriate time for him to pursue other opportunities, after working for Reynolds and former Governor Terry Branstad in different capacities for over 8 years. Former Cedar Rapids Mayor Ron Corbett is challenging Reynolds in the June primary. And a bill that has cleared the Iowa Senate was inspired by the security breach at a credit reporting agency that exposed millions of people in the U.S., Canada, and Britain to identity theft. Senator Brad Zahn's bill would forbid the agencies from charging consumers a fee to freeze their credit in hopes of preventing scammers from taking out loans with the stolen information.
It's time that we stand up to these credit report agencies. And I think this is a step in the right direction.
Equifax temporarily waived fees when its security breach was made public, but it generally costs $10 to put a freeze on your own credit report and $12 to get it lifted. Hackers stole names, birth dates, and social security numbers in May and June of last year, but Equifax didn't disclose the theft until September.
I personally find responsible Equifax for not having the safeguards in place. I could say in full disclosure that my information was breached.
Similar bills have been introduced in other states. A bill in Oregon's legislature would go further and require a credit reporting agency to notify consumers within 45 days of any breach of their personal information. Zahn's bill banning agencies like Equifax from charging customers a fee to freeze their credit cleared the Iowa Senate this week by a unanimous vote.
This is a very important issue. With the internet the way it is today, we're really vulnerable.
Senator Herman Quernbach of Ames says he's a recent victim of identity theft himself.
I was notified a couple weeks ago by the Social Security Administration that somebody had filed for my benefits. Fortunately, their security was better than Equifax's, and they did catch this, and the claim was denied. But since then, I have been through a lot of hassle with trying to shut off access to other vulnerabilities.
Senator Zahn says both he and his wife have run into similar problems trying to clean up their credit record after a security breach.
I, for one, have tried to correct some of the mistakes on my credit report, and it sounds like I might be a little bit biased, but it takes an act of Congress, or an act from God, to change something on your credit reports.
More than a million Iowans were affected by the Equifax security breach. Attorney General Tom Miller urged Iowans to check their credit reports and freeze their credit as protection from imposters. And Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley spoke of the Greater Burlington Partnership Friday morning with gun control as one of the main topics. A woman pulled out her wallet-sized photo and showed it to the Republican senator.
Yesterday, I spoke to his teacher, and she was in tears because she is scared that she's going to be gunned down in her classroom. Our children and our teachers, their lives are in danger. This my son's life is in danger.
Many showed up to challenge Grassley's stance on new gun control measures in the wake of a Florida school shooting that left 17 dead last week. Grassley said he wouldn't support a new ban on so-called assault weapons, and that he said a 1994 ban was allowed to sunset for a reason.
Because it demanded a study that the National Institute of Justice, which is in the Department of Justice, to do a study on whether the ban cut down on crime and murder. And that study indicated that it didn't. So I'm willing to vote for things that have an intellectual basis for changing them, but that study shows contrarywise.
Around 150 people were in attendance for the event, in which Grassley discussed infrastructure, the farm bill, federal tax cut, and even President Trump's tweeting habits.
He hurts himself by tweeting, because when he does something that is really good, and then he tweets something that is kind of irrelevant, things of that nature, then he detracts from it, and if he doesn't have the approval rating that maybe a lot of people think he ought to have, is probably somewhat his own fault.
That stop was part of Grassley's 99-county tour of Iowa, which also included stops in Keosauqua and Wapello on Friday. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.